For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
Yeah, I gotta swirl that around a little bit so it actually fills pretty well.
James Williams is working on a costume he will wear for the first time at a comic book convention next year.
As we go to mount it here, just gotta make a square pretty much around the mirror.
The West Columbia resident has attended these conventions since 1998.
Comic-Con on the West Coast in San Diego. I've been to Comic-Con New York. Another one that's called Otakon, which happens in Baltimore, Maryland.
This weekend, Williams and other members of the cosplay group, the South Carolina Ghostbusters, will make their presence known at the Soda City Comic-Con.
In full ghostbusting gear. I'll be walking around.
The Ghostbusters will be in good company. Soda City Comic Con is a two-day comic and pop culture convention. It's been growing in size and popularity since its beginning in 2015.
The first year, we took the exhibit hall and I think one or two of the smaller meeting rooms.
John Brock is co-founder of the convention, which is held at the Columbia Convention Center.
This year, we have the entire downstairs. The exhibit hall, all the meeting rooms, and every one of them is slam-jack full. We're growing at 25% to 30% year over year.
He says this year the convention could see 10,000 people.
Columbia's never had an event like this, and the fact that the community has come out and supported us to get us to these numbers is very reassuring.
That community is producing ticket holders from Columbia and beyond.
Well, I think Columbia is actually in a great position to have a large show. I mean, if you think about it, Charlotte's an hour to an hour and a half away. Atlanta's 3 hours away. Don't forget about Greenville, Charleston, kind of within an hour and a half radius. There's probably 10 million people within a three-hour radius of Columbia, possibly more.
The first show took place in October of 2015, the same time as the historic rain event and flood that had a devastating impact on the Midlands and other areas of the state.
Saturday was fine. It rained, but as everyone knows, things got bad on Sunday. But what it did was it gave us proof of concept. You know, 2015, it wasn't necessarily a financial success, but it did give us kind of a roadmap to 2016, which we consider kind of a mulligan. And 2016, 2017 have both been successful, and obviously it's rolled into 2018, where as of right now, it feels like we're experiencing tremendous growth and success.
This growth hasn't gone unnoticed by those working in the business.
I'm really liking what I'm seeing with this recent boom of comic artists and writers, just the comic creators in general that are just coming out of the woodwork in the Midlands.
Corey Rockbottom Davis is a comic book writer and illustrator based in Columbia.
I remember a time where there were a handful of us that were in the area making some sort of impact on comics.
He says fans in the area have always been great, but attributes the spike in comic and cosplay interest to the steady stream of comic book movies that have hit theaters in recent years.
You have all of the Marvel movies, you have the Batman movies and such, and that creates the next wave of fans. The comic book movie has become so mainstream.
For fans like James Williams, that's a major plus.
I am looking forward to seeing the gentleman who plays Luke Cage. We'll have him sign my Halo 5 Guardians case because he is also Spartan Locke, one of my favorite Spartans in the game. I'm really excited that we're actually getting some more big name stars to actually come through, you know, attend these panels and basically, you know, have everybody geek out.
Nearby comic book conventions also take place in Charlotte, Greenville, Atlanta, and the Florence area. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.